Well, did Pfizer and BioNTech falsify data on their vaccines, lying to different governments in order to get their products approved so that we would all be guinea pigs for that? Well, it appears that's exactly what happened, and what investigative journalist Sonia Elijah has uncovered, writing for Trial Site News. And Sonia has been a guest on our show before in part one of her investigation into what these companies have done. She's out with a bombshell new second part of this investigation, and she joins us back here on the show. Sonia, welcome back to the show. Good to see you.
Thank you, Clayton. Thanks for having me back on.
My pleasure, and thank you for your amazing work on all of this. The details that you're able to go into make my head spin. There's so much details of these tests and lab results that you've been verifying and checking and corroborating with different experts on. It's just mind-blowing. So perhaps before we get into the new stuff here in your next investigation, can you just give us a recap on what you uncovered and sort of set the stage for what you discovered in your first report?
Yes, I will. So just to recap, the European Medicines Agency and other regulators were very concerned. This is towards the end of November 2020. They were concerned about the quality of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. And what they had observed was a drop in the RNA integrity level of the commercial batches of the vaccine. And the reason why there was a drop was because there was a presence of truncated, which means fragmented, modified mRNA molecules in the vaccine. And so they were essentially not intact, which was very alarming because they didn't know the safety or efficacy implications because of these truncated species that were present. So they granted authorization, conditional marketing authorization. This is the EMA, the European Medicines Agency, on the basis that the marketing authorization holder, which is BioNTech, do further testing of their product to prove its fidelity and to show that only the spike protein was being expressed by the modified vaccinal mRNA, and also that their product was consistent across batches. They also wanted BioNTech to further investigate and characterize these truncated, fragmented mRNA species. And so that's sort of where my report sort of goes into and looking at the tests that they did. So they submitted to the FDA a Western blot that it looks very automated, sort of computer generated.
And a blot and, test, just to be clear, it's like the black dots on a spectrum.
What a Western blot does, it actually it detects specific proteins. And that's what they were looking for. They wanted to show that it was a spike protein, it coming out in an expected molecular weight. So the scandal here, it's not just that they looked unusual. Of course, you can say they're just computer generated and that's why they look like that. But an anonymous expert provided to me key evidence with videos and a diagram showing he used computer software analysis, image software analysis, and was able to show, this is prima facie, that literally BioNTech and Pfizer copied and pasted certain groups of bands across four different vaccine batches, transfected at six different concentrations. And the odds of that happening by chance is literally impossible. You know, so they've been copied and pasted here. And I looked further into this, and also they produced a Western blot they submitted to the EMA, the European Medicines Agency. And these blots look very different. They're very thick, black bands, very homogeneous looking. And I thought what I'll compare it with Protein Simples technology, which is a technology used to produce these automated Western blots. And this is apparently the same technology they use because this was in a Pfizer-funded paper by Patel et al., which they specified the technology. And I looked at the product brochure of this company that makes these, and it looks very different. You can still see a smeared effect. There's like a gradient. It's not all homogeneous. So each band looks slightly different. So, you know, The BioNTech's ones look very unusual. It looks like, and I spoke to an expert here. I spoke to Kevin McKernan, who is the who's R&D lead on the Human Genome Project. He's a world-renowned genomic scientist, and he had a look at the data and said, "Look, this data is unusable." He suspects what they've done, they've literally upped the gain. They've manipulated the saturation levels. This is via the computer, and it looks like they're hiding dirty bands, he said. So you've got one thick band, but in that thick one sort of band, there could be multiple bands that have been hidden because they've manipulated with the
Yeah,
visuals.
because I love photography and as a hobbyist. So when you're amping up something like that saturation, you're basically bleeding it. I almost imagine like you've got a few like your kids, you know, they've drawn something on, you know, like with watercolors, and then they just like would pour a whole bunch of the paint on top of the little bands that they drew. So it oversaturates it and it hides those initial lines that your child drew. So by amping up the gain, amping up the saturation, they're hiding something with this. What would
They're
they be
hiding
hiding?
something.
And what would they be hiding? What did he say about that?
They're hiding sort of different proteins that could be present other than the spike protein coming at it different molecular weights. So these proteins are there, the unit measurement is kilodaltons. So the expected molecular weight for the intact full length spike protein is about 141 kilodaltons. And you know, you can see other bands coming at you know, different weights, but there's no you know, we don't know what they are. Now, I wanted to talk a bit about the authentic Western blots that they did do. They did two of them. And what's really astounding, Clayton, is just recently I have had access to their authentic Western blot, and that came via the court-ordered Pfizer data dump. I'm sure you're aware of the
Yes.
court-ordered Pfizer released on a website. This is to promote transparency. So buried in all those documents that there was that Western blot that they submitted to the regulators. And this is a really unusual Western blot because their description underneath, this is BioNTech's description, is completely the opposite of actually what's been shown. And what has been shown, and the EMA regulator flagged this because they also said, what's going on here? There is nothing coming up at the expected molecular weight, which is 141 kilodaltons. What we're seeing is two bands, one at 190 and one at 100. What are those? Please, can you explain what those are? So this speaks to,
Can
yes.
they explain what they are?
I mean, this speaks to the fact that there are other proteins being expressed by the modified mRNA in the vaccines. And it's just really alarming. They're like mutant ones being expressed. So they also did, just to, they did another authentic Western blot, which was in the EMA report. You can also see it in the Patel paper. And what they did was they, in order to further investigate these truncated mRNA species, to prove to the regulator that they were not capable, these truncated species were not capable, or they lacked the capacity for protein expression, what they did, they engineered a batch, which is very unusual. They didn't go with a sample that they had. They engineered a specific batch, batch number 10715009. They intentionally degraded it by heating it up, by exposing it to elevated temperature. And what you get here, it's really interesting. So I've sort of circled in red. When you look at the point where the product has not yet been degraded, it hasn't been degraded by heat, you see multiple bands there when you shouldn't be seeing that. You should just be seeing the one at 140, which is there, and they've asterisked it with a green little star saying, look, that's the one that's, you know, showing it's intact, it's undergrowth. But then you've got lots of other bands underneath. There is no explanation about what they are, why they're there, and the regulator doesn't even seem to ask as well. I mean, it's really bizarre. You have further requested tests asked by the EMA for BioNTech to fulfill, which they did not fulfill, which was to do further characterization for at least three different modified mRNA batches. And we know that by August 2021, they failed to do it. And then I recently had a look just by the last updated February 2023 report, it's still left unfulfilled. So this is really alarming. And why are the regulators not enforcing this? Why are these tests not done properly? We're looking, we're seeing dodgy data here. And Kevin McKernan, in the interview I had with him, he raises such an important point. He says, why do we not have any genomic sequences of the lots? Now, it's within BioNTech and Pfizer's capacity, within their resources, to do genomic sequencing of the lots. We don't have any of those published anywhere. We're just relying on these sort of dodgy looking Western blots as to prove the fidelity of their product. I mean, it's astounding that the regulators have just passed this through, no questions asked or appeared to ask questions, but it seems like it's just been a ticking the box exercise for them to appear like they're doing their job, which they
have not. What is the, I'm sure that when the EMA heard about this, that Pfizer and BioNTech were falsifying these tests in order to get their products out to the public, that the FDA and the EMA immediately moved to pull these products off the shelves and no longer have these drugs administered to people. I'm sure that's the case, right?
Of course not, Clayton. Of course not.
Have they responded at all to this?
Well, they did. They did respond to me. I'm just trying to look for their quote because I would like to quote them as they said it. They just said, well, the reason why the blots look sort of, you know, not so clean is because the quality had dropped because it was the way they had it. There was a drop in the quality in the, I'm just trying to look for it. But they basically said whatever the test they did at that time was appropriate for that time. It was appropriate. I obviously contacted the FDA, Pfizer, BioNTech, not heard a peep from any of those companies. And
so
obviously the regulators.
The test was okay for them to do at the time, which was...
That test was acceptable for them to do.
Which to copy and paste, to fake and falsify, is acceptable to them, basically.
Well, they did not admit that it was falsified. They just said, well, it looked like that way because it was the quality had the way it was scanned in or something. There was a loss in quality and that it was appropriate.
The photocopy machine, the Ditto machine they were using, the photocopy machine was running low on ink that day and it's fine. The fax machine that they sent it over on was running low on ink that day and that's why the quality... They think we're stupid.
Exactly.
They really think we're stupid in a digital age.
They do, Ken. But what is really, again, concerning and disturbing is that back in November 2020, the EMA flagged, this is in their leaked rolling review report, there was that a potential safety risk of an autoimmune response induced by the modified RNA. And I'm just going to quickly... RNA that's in these vaccines have been synthetically modified. So for every uridine, BioNTech and Pfizer have replaced every single uridine with N1-methylpseudouridine. And there's a lot of safety risks to do with that. The fact that this is a synthetic RNA is that the body's never seen it before. So when the ribosomes come to read this modified vaccinal mRNA transcript, they get confused and you have a lot of errors occurring. I mean, there's so many errors to do with this, to do with the transcription, the translation, in the manufacturing process. There are so many things that could go wrong. I think Kevin McKernan states for every molecule, I think it's like 40 trillion molecules. He says, but on every molecule, there is an error. I mean, it's crazy. And anyway, August 2021, so now like over a year later, they also flagged the translated aberrant proteins, which are the divergent ones. They divert from what should be the normal spike protein. There could be these mutant spike proteins or mutant proteins. And they again flag an autoimmune response due to molecular mimicry, which is caused by these translated proteins, foreign proteins. And they wanted BioNTech to evaluate the safety risk. We do not know whether BioNTech ever did that. I haven't seen any evidence to show that they've done that. But what is disturbing is recently, a Saudi Arabian university hospital conducted a study, the largest of its kind, which showed a link with the mRNA vaccines and to show that they triggered autoimmune diseases. And they use the mechanism of molecular mimicry, which is the exact same phrase that the EMA used, but they were concerned about. And we found that, you know, this is happening.
And these things are still being administered, still mandated in many ways as well. This is incredibly, incredibly disturbing. Sonia, thank you so much for your amazing journalism on this. I will have a link to your second report in the description of this video so people can dive more deeply into these blot tests and charts and read these different reports themselves so they can see some of these characterizations of these exercises that they were doing and see these different batches and read them all, you know, more deeply into this. So I want to thank you once again, Sonia, for joining us here on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Clayton, for having me on.
Thank you so much for watching this segment here at Redacted. We are live every day at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, trying to share the stories that the mainstream media will not cover. You should also come over and join our community of Redacted Rebels over at redacted.inc. That's our private locals community where we can share exclusive content that we simply cannot share here on YouTube. Come over and join the rebellion together right now by going to redacted.inc. We'll see you next time.